The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Do you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge and no obligation? It is a great offer for our listeners today. We're glad you're here, and we're talking to Jay Peroni. Welcome to Faith and Retirement. Jay, you help our listeners create plans for their investments that are clean and God-honoring. You've done that for our family. That's what makes this program so unique. So you've got some clear ideas and obviously know what you're doing with your experience. How much give and take is there between you and a new incoming client? I mean, for example, let's say they have a fear of investing anything into Bitcoin or any other asset class. Can they opt out, and how much say do they have? How do you navigate that?
Yeah, so Tom, as a Christian fiduciary advisor, we try to incorporate biblical values into everything we do. And certainly clients will have reservations about a certain asset class. Maybe it's Bitcoin, or it may even be something like pharmaceuticals. They don't want to support any drugs, no matter if they're clean or dirty. They just don't believe in it. So again, this is your money. That's what it is at the end of the day. We do discretionary management. We're a registered investment advisor. We have the authority to do all of the trades and transactions on our clients' behalf. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we're upholding our clients' values and their wishes. So we get to know our clients. Are there any types of companies or areas you don't want to support? And if there are, we can do a custom account. It's not something we encourage, but if it's something that's important to you and you don't want to do, we certainly can avoid those types of assets, and we can customize the plan to you. But really, the advantages of really having us do what we do best is the speed and convenience. We know, like you said, we've been doing this many years. I've been doing this almost 30 years. We can quickly respond to market changes. And if we have that discretionary authority, we don't have to get in touch with the client if they're on vacation or lost in space somewhere and we can't get a hold of them. Also, the expertise, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we've been doing this for many decades. So we have that professional, we have the algorithms and things that are monitoring the markets. And then also the management, really making sure that the plan works together. We're looking at your asset allocation, looking at your overall strategies, and making sure they line up with your biblical values. But if you want to customize it and say, hey, Jay, there's an area of the market that I don't feel comfortable in, we can customize that to the client.
Well, that is really the key to what we're all about, screening and cleaning your investments. And we're really working hard together to help you build investment strategies that God can bless. Some of our listeners are not do-it-yourself retirement investors. In fact, some people have another advisor, right? So what's the difference between a fiduciary CFP like yourself and maybe someone who hangs up their shingle as a financial advisor last week? Are people even aware of these differences?
Yeah, so we get a lot of calls, you know, from this show, people that aren't happy with their financial advisor. Maybe their advisor is a Christian, but they're not giving biblical advice. They're not screening. They're not looking at biblically responsible investing. Or maybe their advisor, they don't know where their faith is, and they're just giving generic advice, financial planning advice. And sometimes it's not in the client's best interest. I had a client last week that had all annuities, and you should never have your money in all in one type of vehicle. There's some liquidity issues, there's some fee and lack of performance. And unfortunately, a lot of brokers or advisors, their rule of thumb is do no harm. They can't harm the client, but if the client's making 1% in returns and they're getting an 8% commission, well, the client didn't get harmed, but was that really in the client's best interest? And really, that fiduciary standard is conflict-free advice. Fiduciaries must avoid those conflicts of interest. They've got to put the client first. And that's what we do at Faith Investor Services. We lead with planning. create a comprehensive plan, and the plan's going to tell us how much should you have in guaranteed income, how much should you have in growth, what type of rate of return do you need to get, and that really helps direct our advice and guidance. So we're leading with the plan, and the planning and the process is going to dictate where we select and the types of investments that work for the family. Additionally, there's transparency. We highlight every fee, every charge that the client has. They can see it on their statement. They know exactly what they're paying. We charge a fee basis so they can see their fee every single quarter. We do that comprehensive planning too, so they know exactly why they're doing it and what the pros and cons of each strategy is. There's that trust and security and better alignment with your faith and your goals. It's not an either or. We call it biblically responsible investing. It's got to honor God. That's the biblically responsible. But it's also investing. We've got to get a good rate of return, make sure we're getting ahead of inflation and taxes, and really designing to make sure that you don't run out of income in your retirement. And that's really a big difference between the fiduciary standard of working first for the client above and beyond what Jay wants and what Faith Investor Services wants. It's really about the client, whereas a lot of other advisors, they're just trying to give financial advice and they really don't have that same standard.
Wow. That fiduciary standard kind of reminds me of do unto others, the golden rule approach.
It is.
And you're really sitting on the same side of the table, not across from the client in a sense. I mean, you benefit, they benefit, and hopefully God's in the middle of all of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So a lot of investors don't get good results with their investments. I mean, that's not news to anybody. They often buy and sell at the wrong times. I've been guilty of this. They get too emotional. Maybe it's greed or fear getting the best of them. How do you help investors get better returns and take the emotions out of investing?
Yeah, throughout my career, Tom, I've been doing this now almost 30 years. I've been often asked about helping people manage their money, as investors can often feel intimidated when it comes to investing. And I often hear reasons why people don't invest is they really don't know where to start. They lack the time or funds, or they fear losing money. It's very emotional. And a lot of times people just put it on autopilot. They contribute into their 401ks, but they don't look at it. They just throw it in a drawer somewhere, their financial junk drawer, and they just accumulate assets. And sometimes it works out very well, but often it doesn't. And in 2024, investors really had a solid year of the markets. The S&P was up almost 25%. And if you had followed our advice last year, you would have benefited from holding stocks and some other assets that did very well last year. But if you were driven by fear, you know, there was a few years where the market was down with interest rates rising. And a lot of times people sat on the sidelines. They were waiting for the new administration to come in. They were concerned about the economy and the markets. And they just kept it parked in cash and they missed out on a lot of good opportunities. So really my job as an advisor, it's almost like a coach. I want to coach you, make sure that you're understanding why things are happening. When we get these hiccups in the market, and we will get them, I'm sending out notes to my clients every month. I'm sure you see them, Tom. I'm letting you know what's going on in the market and what I'm seeing and some of the things that we're buying. And many people struggle with what is called loss aversion, the idea that losses weigh more heavily on us than their gains. So when they see something going the wrong direction, the instinct is to sell it. And often that happens too when stocks go up very quickly. Someone wants to get out of it, sell it quickly. We had a few stocks last year that were up over 100%. A grocery store, a small organic grocery store was up nearly 200% for us last year. A land property in Texas was up over 100%. And then a big chip maker, NVIDIA, was up over 100% for us last year. And a lot of people said, you know, let's take the chips off the table, let's sell it. Again, if the outlook and the company is looking very strong and they've got a good outlook for the future, a lot of times you want to ride those winners. And that's really what we do, is we have a process. We're going to look at your portfolio every single month. We're going to get rid of things that we see are kind of moving out of favor. We're going to stick with the winners most months. We're going to keep with those winners. And then if there are new opportunities, we're going to be bringing those into the portfolio as well. So we take the emotions out of it. We're very data-driven. We have a bunch of systems in place where we're analyzing the overall health of the market, the overall health of the individual positions that we're buying. And we take an active approach where if things are going in the right direction, the markets are heading up, we play offense. If we start to see trouble brewing in the economy and in the markets, we can also play defense, get more defensive, go to cash, hedge, you know, things like gold and silver and other things like bonds that can go up when the markets are going down. So we have your playbook, no matter what the markets are doing, and really help our clients take those emotions out of it by educating them and being there as a coach to coach them when they're on the ledge ready to jump. Nope, let's stay in. You know, this is just kind of the normal ebbs and flows of the market. Let's not panic. And that really helps our clients to get better results because we're coaching them when their inclination is to sell, we're talking them into what makes most financial sense.
I love that. Well, you're a parent, I'm a parent, and I know that a lot of our listeners are parents, and they can have a child and they could ignore that child, and maybe that child would turn out great. But chances are, if they're on it, they're involved in their life, they're paying attention, asking important questions, that child's going to work out much better in life. And that's really what we're talking about, except in this case, we're talking about your life savings, your family finances. And there's no obligation to ask your questions. Just pick up the phone and give Jay a call, 800-270-7310. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be back with more of your questions for Jay.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
This is Faith and Retirement. Your money, your financial future is in the spotlight today. Proverbs 14:11 says, "The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish." And that's what we want for you. We want lots of flourishing. I'm with Jay Peroni. Jay, you know, many of our listeners are saving diligently for retirement. But how can you help them see if they're saving enough? I mean, what benchmarks do you use to make sure they're on track?
Yeah, for us, it all starts with a biblically based financial plan. And we use a program called Retirement Analyzer, Tom, and it's designed to help our listeners feel more confident about retiring. We had a gentleman call this past week and he's ready to retire. He said, "Jay, you know, I've got a few more months in me. I want to make sure I'm prepared to retire. I want to make sure I've dotted all the I's, crossed all the T's, and I've got a solid plan because once I put in my notice and turn in the briefcase, there's no going back. So I want to make sure that I'm prepared." So we sat down, we got to know what was important to him and his family, what types of investments he wanted to support, which ones he wanted to avoid, things like abortion, pornography. He wanted to avoid, you know, countries that were persecuting Christians. He wanted to have a biblically responsible approach that was first and foremost. But then we started also in the Retirement Analyzer looking at his retirement goals. It helps us define what he's looking for income, what type of lifestyle that he wanted to achieve. We factored in inflation, how much income he was going to have coming in, when to take Social Security, when to roll over funds, how to position those funds, what type of rate of return he would need to get in retirement. We factored all of that in and got some personalized projections for him and was able to tell them, "Hey, if you want to retire this month, you can." There were some advantages to waiting till a few months so he could get his years of service. But other than that, he was ready to go. We looked at the budget, the cash flow. We did the risk assessment, all of the tax implications to see after taxes how much income he could expect. We developed that investment strategy for him, and now we're helping him to roll over his funds while he's still working. Once you're 59 and a half, you can do what's called an in-service withdrawal. So even though he's not retiring for a few months, we're taking his 401k, getting it into the strategy immediately, looking at some of his old funds that he had at other brokerage providers. So we're doing some transfers and getting his plan ready to go. So once he gives his notice and says, "This will be my last week," he's able to start collecting, and we've got that plan in place. And we're able to also give him the peace of mind knowing he's got a solid plan. He's ready to retire. Once he does, we've got everything mapped out for him, where to take the money, how to reduce his taxes. And we have that adaptability. Again, it's a plan is good today, but you have to be checking in. And we do a couple of regular check-ins on his plan every 6 months to make sure the plan is working. Once he gets into retirement, we want to make sure it's all working and he's getting enough income. So he's got a solid plan here. And you can get your free retirement analyzer. You can go to faithandretirement.com. Any listeners that want to see, are you ready to retire? You want to have saved at least $500,000. That's really what we recommend to be able to retire. So if you're ready to do that, we can do the planning for you and see if you're on your way and create that roadmap for you.
We are talking to Jay Peroni. If you just tuned in, welcome to the program. You just heard one of Jay's offers. You can also pick up the phone and call him with your specific family questions, 800-270-7310, kind of the opposite of a talk show where the listener talks straight to you. And you can get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith. It is unapologetically Christian in its approach. By my friend, fiduciary and CFP, Jay Peroni. Jay, what are some safe investment options out there? I'm sure there are people who love to take chances and careen through retirement preparation, especially those with a low risk tolerance. What kind of challenges can retirees expect as they retire?
Yeah, so for retirees, Tom, there's several things that they have to consider. Certainly, want low risk is what a lot of people want. They don't like the ups and downs in the market. Mm-hmm. But as we factor in a plan, there are really 6 things that I'm doing for my clients. I'm looking at longevity. What happens if they live to 100? Will they have enough money? You don't want to run out of money before you run out of life. Additionally, you want to look at mortality. If you're married, what happens if one spouse passes away too soon? Do you have a plan in place for that? We want to factor in inflation. Are you keeping up with inflation? And I see people not taking enough risk. I had a client this past week, or a prospective client, and he was only making 4%. And I said, look, 4%, you're not losing anything. He didn't really have a lot of drawdowns or negatives each year, but only making 4% after inflation and taxes, that's not a big enough rate of return. You're actually losing money in a lot of cases, especially if it's in retirement money. And then liquidity, do you have money accessible for emergencies? You want to be protected from market risk, of course, that's the low risk. And then you don't want to pay too much in taxes. So there are a number of conservative strategies we help people with, creating income for life using some annuities, immediate annuities, indexed annuities. They have no downside market risk, some upside caps, and you can't make as much on those. We also do fixed income or bonds, some safety things there, both treasuries, municipal bonds, and corporate bonds. We also can do CDs through our brokerage provider. We also can do real estate investment trusts, which can provide some good dividend income and some safety, and then also some money market funds. So we have a lot of conservative choices for our customers as much as we do for those looking for high risk, wanting more growth stocks and more upside Bitcoin and things that can be a little more volatile but give you bigger long-term gains. And really our job, 90% of your return, Tom, is going to come from your asset allocation. So really that mix of stocks, bonds, real estate, commodities, gold and silver, coming up with the right mix is really more important than just saying, hey, I want low risk. You want to make sure it's working with your plan. We lead with that plan, and then we build the portfolio around the plan. And that's where we can decide, are you taking too much risk or too little risk? And we can educate you on how much rate of return you need to get for your plan to succeed. And we can manage your investment portfolio to your plan.
I love what you said about liquidity as well. So important in retirement. My sister just went through a situation where she had to replace her heater and her air conditioning unit in her home. And that was a big hit, for her readiness to continue on in retirement. So there are plans for that. Jay, as our listeners are approaching retirement, what are some effective ways that you can help them draw down retirement savings in a way that's going to be tax efficient?
Yeah, this happens a lot, Tom. We actually had a gentleman, he's in his mid-60s, and he's ready to retire, and he's got all these assets that he's accumulated, 401ks and Roths and IRAs. He's like, where should I take money from? And we created an income plan for him, and we created a strategy. It's a lot of people talk about asset allocation. I talk about it a lot, your stocks, bonds. But it's also asset location. Where are your assets located? Are they in taxable accounts? Are they in IRAs, which are tax deferred? Or are they in Roths, which are tax free? So we look at strategies potentially withdrawing from your taxable accounts first, and we can take advantage of capital gains rates. It could be 0%, 15%, or 20%. We can delay withdrawals from tax-deferred accounts to postpone some taxes. We can do some Roth IRAs as their last resort. We want those to grow as long as possible, tax-free. And then we help our clients to, when they get into lower brackets, to do some Roth conversions, taking their IRAs and 401ks and paying some taxes now while they're in a low bracket and converting it to Roths. So in their future retirement years, they've got some tax-free income. So those are just a few of the things that we do in conjunction with minimum required distribution strategies, maybe gifting some of it to charities and ministries to avoid taxation, and also using some annuities to defer taxes, as well as some tax loss harvesting. So there's a lot of different features and elements we can do to help people pay less in taxes. And again, if you go to faithandretirement.com, set up a consultation, we can look at your situation and help you potentially pay less in taxes in your retirement.
Well, Jay, unfortunately, we only have about a minute or so left, but I will try to shoehorn a question in here. A lot of our listeners are so busy with life that they just miss financial planning opportunities. How can you help people simplify this?
Yeah, I always say if you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? It's a saying that most people do not have a financial plan, and there really are four planners. They're non-planners. Not planning is a sense of a plan, right? It is a plan. Simple planners, they think about saving, but they often don't make a concrete plan. And then you've got serious planners that are seeking financial advice. They make a plan, but they only half maintain it. And then we have successful planners, those who stick to and make a financial plan. We find that that's only about 20% of the population. Mm-hmm. Those are the people we enjoy working with, the people that want to plan and are going to stick to a plan. I'm a coach. I'm going to help make sure that your plan is working. We're going to make adjustments. We're going to meet regularly. And studies have found that people that work with a financial planner and actually have a plan often see an additional 25 to 35% increase in their wealth. So that in itself should encourage you. You're never too late to start a plan. Let's get started. That's why we do this show, Tom, is to give people some education, motivate them to want to make some changes, keep their biblical values at the center of that plan. And that's what we can help you do at Faith Investor Services.
Fantastic. Well, past performance is no guarantee of future gains. But if you're interested in learning more about what on earth this biblically responsible investing is all about, you're in the right place. Go to the website, faithandretirement.com, and download your free book, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. I want to thank you for listening to today's broadcast and encourage you to be listening next week at the same time, same radio station. Thanks for listening. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio.
Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.